HICA's overview report on monitoring and regulation of older person services in 2022 has shown that while the closures have occurred across the country, rural areas have been most impacted. And that's because profit is harder to make in rural areas, and people are, and you can't make money out of people, and that's what it's all about. And that's what the whole system seems to be going to, is going to make money. Data on closures show the disproportionate impact closures are having in some counties, especially in the west of the country. The report shows that in Donegal alone there have been a decrease in 43 beds in 2022. When nursing homes and communities close, there is a significant impact on the residents who live in the centre, their loved ones and those who are in the process of making the decision to move to a long-term care facility. The report also showed that private owners owned and operated 77% of designated centres in Ireland, with 81% of the nursing home, beds. The HSE only owned 20% of nursing homes and 16% of the beds. So there needs to be, this needs to be addressed, Minister, preferably by providing fully funded HSE-owned nursing homes. But at the very least, ensuring that more than half of designated centres in Ireland are HSE-owned and we aren't depending on, so much on large international providers.